Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Grim news from Texas on the death toll from July 4th flooding. The official count is 110, but Governor Greg Abbott says that could double.
Just in the Kerr County area alone, there are 161 people who are known to be missing.
Among them, five campers and counselors from Camp Mystic, where 27 victims are already confirmed. The camp's disaster plan had been approved by the state just 2 days before the floods. CBS's Nydia Cavazzo says some people don't know what, if any, possessions they have left.
Immediate concerns include being able to access their homes, where their homes were initially before they were washed away, because these are areas that had also been closed off. And the water levels are just now starting to go down. So they're racing back to their homes again, trying to find anything.
If at least three people, including two children, have died in devastating flooding in New Mexico.
Oh, my gosh, y'all, look.
An entire house swept away by a fast-rising river swollen by monsoon rains. Officials say the water level rose almost 20 feet in just a half an hour. There were dozens of water rescues. President Trump met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu again yesterday to discuss a ceasefire in Gaza. CBS's Naomi Ruckham from Washington.
The peace proposal includes a 60-day pause in the fighting, the release of hostages, and a withdrawal of Israeli troops from parts of Gaza.
We have still to finish the job in Gaza, release all our hostages, eliminate and destroy Hamas's military and governance capabilities.
White House officials say they are hopeful a deal can be reached by the end of the week.
The streets of Philadelphia are in for a good scrubbing up. A week-old walkout by municipal employees is over. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports from West Philly.
The strike ends after 8 days' worth of trash piled up all around the city. And the city and the union agreed to this three-year contract. But DC 33 President Greg Boulware was not jumping for joy when he left the building about 4 o'clock this morning.
Because I'm not happy or satisfied with the outcome.
Sanitation crews were among the strikers. Trash has been overflowing on city streets. About the measles outbreak in the U.S., it's reached a 33-year high. Chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook takes a closer look.
What's driving this surge? The number of kindergarten students nationwide vaccinated against measles has dropped to less than 93%. A 95% vaccination rate is required for herd immunity, which prevents outbreaks.
Dow futures are up 65. This is CBS News.
Nothing makes a gathering great like Eggland's Best eggs. They're just so delicious, with better nutrition, too. For us, it's eggs any style, as long as they're the best. Eggland's Best.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A major way east and west is shut down in Kenosha County. A road project is now underway on Highway C as crews start grinding down and resurfacing the road between Highways 45 and 83. A detour is in place with traffic routed onto Highways 83, 50, and 45 for several weeks. Law enforcement from Racine, Kenosha, and across the state will descend on Waukesha County Friday. Preparations are underway for the funeral of Milwaukee Police Officer Kendall Corder, who was killed in an ambush on June 26th. Visitation and funeral services will be held at Elmbrook Church in Brookfield, followed by a 10-mile processional to the Wisconsin Memorial Park. Officer Corder will be laid to rest in a private ceremony. Officials expect a significant turnout, with more than 1,000 expected. A new use could be coming to an almost century-old downtown Kenosha landmark. The Plan Commission will consider tomorrow a plan to transform the Alford Building into a grocery store and community hub. The proposed $7 million project by Public Food Markets, Inc. would include a grocery area, food court, offices, and extensive renovations to bring the building up to code. If approved, the project would restore that historic Art Deco structure. If you're impacted by that Walgreens closing, your drugs are going to Douglas Avenue. Walgreens confirmed it will close its North Memorial Drive store in Racine August 5th. They'll be automatically transferring prescriptions to their Douglas Avenue pharmacy. The company is closing about 1,200 stores nationwide to streamline its business. People are being notified by mail and offered 90 days of free prescription delivery. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Fire up the grill and make every bite count with fresh, flavorful buns and breads from Main Street Bakery. Soft rolls, hamburger buns, hot dog buns, brat buns baked fresh daily and built for big, meaty flavor. Or spice things up with Main Street Bakery's green chili and cheese hamburger buns and hot dog buns, packed with bold flavor. Every bite of a burger, brat, or barbecue should be paired with oven-fresh goodness. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
The Brewers win the series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers beat the Dodgers 3-1 to take a 2-0 lead over L.A. in the 3-game series. They wrap it up this afternoon here at AmFam Field. Milwaukee rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski, with the start, gave up a home run to the Dodgers leadoff hitter Shohei Ohtani, Pat Murphy.
Giving up the leadoff home run, it's like getting knocked down in the first round. Here's one of the best hitters in the game, and he leaves a breaking ball up. He got back up, took a standing eight, and battled.
Mizorowski then settled in, not allowing another run throughout 6 innings, striking out 12 batters. Dodgers starter Clayton Kershaw said he didn't know much about the Miz before the game. How about now?
Yeah, I know him now, huh? I mean, that was super impressive. It was really special. I mean, everything, you know, obviously the velo, but I mean, he's got 4 pitches, commands the ball, and I mean, I don't know how you hit that, honestly. That's just really tough.
That's Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78. We do have a chance of scattered thunderstorms on Friday with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Hotel, I'm saying that kids stay for free. No problem if you have kids, bring them. They won't charge you a penny more. That wasn't the case when I was growing up. Apparently, kids were so expensive that when you pulled in to the hotel and you'd all start getting out, my dad would start kicking some of us back in. Get back in there. Get back in. Duck down. Did the front desk lady see you? Did you make eye contact with the front desk lady? I'm not spending an extra $6 a kid. What did I say? Now we gotta wait for a shift change. Put your brother in that hockey bag. I'm gonna sneak him in that way. I got kicked out of my house all the time. As a kid, usually like around 7 a.m. when my dad would get home from work, he would just wake us up. And we go, what are we getting up for? And you go, I heard it's gonna be a nice day outside. Get outside. Dad, it's like 7. It's still dark out. I remember once walking to the door, turning to my dad, going, Dad, what are we supposed to do when we get outside? I'll never forget. He goes, dig a ditch. Okay. And you know what, though? We went outside and we played. And we played for 12, 13, 14 hours. Easy. But I got to tell you something. I'm a little kid. I'm gone 12, 13, 14 hours. I don't remember anybody coming looking for me. I'm gone 14 hours. No Amber Alert goes off. I come home at night. All my dad says, you in for the night? Nope, just getting a flashlight.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. packing, donning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care?
The movie Yellow Submarine, I think they played that song, and they had this whole big cartoon area about Eleanor Rigby, and there is a grave, by the way, in England, and the woman's name is Eleanor Rigby, but it's not the woman they're singing about. Just happened to be, there's a person who passed away named Eleanor Rigby. It's 6:11, local news, timeless hits. I know that's a lot of information first thing in the morning. I know it. 6:11, looking for a sunny day today. It's going to become sunny with a high near 77. Clear tonight, low 64, sunny highs near 78 tomorrow. Nice temps. Currently, it's cloudy, 62 degrees right here at Radio Park. Coming up a little after 7 o'clock this morning, Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation. We have a ton of events this summer and fall coming to the downtown area here in Racine. We'll talk all about that coming up. But first, oh, I like it. CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival, here at Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, down on the corner.
Catalog of great music. Yeah, CCR down on the corner at 6:14. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Remember back when companies were trying to cater to the idea of a work-life balance? Yeah, that didn't last long. According to the Wall Street Journal, there's a surge of job listings that specifically say they do not offer any balance. They only offer a ton of work to be done. The postings may say things like they're looking for someone who can keep up with an unrelenting pace, or that they want someone who's eager to be in the office as much as possible. They also stress long hours, competitive business environment, and the importance of hustle. One healthcare company even said in their ad, quote, "If you're looking for work-life balance, this isn't it." At least they're, you know, honest about it. Wow. It's, what is the time here? 6:15. We got a cloudy morning with a 62-degree temperature right now here at Radio Park. Becoming sunny with a high near 77 degrees today. Sherelle's Soldier Boy, 6:18, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Thanks for joining us here on this Wednesday morning. I mentioned before, don't forget that Kelly Cruz is going to be here from the Downtown Racine Corporation a little after 7 o'clock, talking about all the events coming to Downtown Racine, a lot of family events. Well, if you can change one thing going through TSA security checkpoints at the airport, what would it be? Now, I said one thing, so you can't say everything. Word is that the Transportation Security Administration, the TSA, is now allowing all passengers to keep their shoes on while passing through checkpoints. Well, that's good. The smell was getting pretty bad going through there. Okay, now, TSA, here's what you need to work on next. That liquid thing where you can bring shampoo and stuff through the checkpoint. 6:18 at WRJN.
When you choose Hospice Alliance, you receive support from expert-level caregivers every step of the way. From understanding the Medicare, Medicaid hospice benefit and what private insurance companies cover, to grief support for the whole family. Hospice Alliance will always provide the very best care to every patient who comes to them and will never turn away a patient for inability to pay. At Hospice Alliance, adding life to days is their goal. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sail, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
Want to feel good from the inside out? At Aero Smoothies and Cafe, they blend real fruit. No syrups, no fillers, just pure, nutritious ingredients your body will thank you for. From antioxidant-rich acai bowls to protein-packed smoothies, every bite and sip is designed to fuel your day naturally. With fresh toppings like chia seeds, almond butter, granola, and more, it's the healthy choice that actually tastes amazing. Come nourish yourself at Aero Smoothies and Cafe, 424 Main Street in downtown Racine, where health meets flavor every single time.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Don't miss an extra special Bryce Terang Platinum Glove Brewers Bobblehead Giveaway on July 26th, courtesy of Wintrust, Wisconsin's bank. The first 25,000 fans through the gates will collect the bobble. Get your seats now at brewers.com/giveaways.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Make me glad that I feel this way. The way you smile, the way you hold my hand, and when I'm down, you always understand. You know I love those little things in my ear that you say when there's no one near. Little things that you do, let me know that your love is true. When we walk, you like to hold my hand, and when we talk, you tell me I'm your man. You know I love those little things that I hear, the little things you whisper in my ear. I know there ain't nobody else.
Bobby Goldsboro, Little Things, local news, timeless hit, 624 at WRJN. Looking for a sunny day later today with a high near 77. Right now, cloudy, 62 degrees right here at Radio Park. What are you having for breakfast this morning? Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Hormel partnering up for a new bacon-flavored cereal. Wow. You can get 6-ounce bags at Walmart today. A guy who tested out new foods on TikTok described the new bacon-flavored Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal as not terrible. Not exactly a ringing endorsement, is it? Another 5-star review. It's not terrible. I don't know. I love bacon in the morning, but bacon with milk, you know, I don't know. 625 Cornelius Brothers, Sister Rose, back from 1971. Too late to turn back now, right here on WRJN.
My mama told me, she said, son, please beware. There's this thing called love, and it's everywhere. She told me, it can break. Little woman, I feel it's happened to me, and I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. I found myself phoning her at least 10 times a day.
Tamla sits at WRJN. Well, this was kind of neat. A little girl watching Lizzie McGuire, the movie, on her iPad on a flight had no idea that the star of that movie, Hilary Duff, was sitting right behind her on the plane. Isn't that kind of neat?
There's a moon out tonight.
Let's go strolling.
Glowing
exactly 6:30. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. And here is Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A shooting in the parking lot of Six Flags Great America Monday night is under investigation. The Lake County Sheriff's Office says there were no injuries. Law enforcement reports they did find evidence of gunfire after a reported argument. A one-time home to a JCPenney's and a Barden's may soon be full of fresh stuff. The historic Alford Building in downtown Kenosha has not been used in almost 30 years. The operators of one of the public food markets in Kenosha wants to transform the Art Deco landmark into a full-service grocery store, food court, office space, and storage area. The project would include major interior and exterior renovations, restoring the building's historic facade. The Kenosha Plan Commission will hear about that plan tomorrow and give feedback. Racine gave us Frederick March, Kenosha home to Orson Welles. Now more future filmmakers could get going in Wisconsin. Joanne Krulatz has more.
The governor's newest budget will include $5 million a year to go towards a state film office and creating film and TV production tax credits. Action Wisconsin founder Katie Heil says Wisconsin was missing out on plenty of opportunities because it didn't have a film office or tax incentives. Heil says having the credits will also help attract and retain the type of talent that usually had to leave the state in order to pursue a career in film or television. Prior to the governor including it in his budget, Wisconsin was one of just three states that didn't have a film office.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
July is National Ice Cream Month, and in Wisconsin, 4-H members are all in. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. They're working with the Cedar Crest Ice Cream Company based in Wisconsin to come up with creative new flavor ideas the company might consider. Shannon Simon is the marketing manager for Cedar Crest Ice Cream, and she says this year's winner, Demo Derby, created by a 4-H club in Portage County, has some interesting twists.
The winner of this particular ice cream year is the Sunnyside Climbers 4-H from Portage County, Pullover, Wisconsin. They're winning ice cream called Demo Derby. And the way that they presented Demo Derby is that it's chocolate ice cream dented with chocolate cookie crumbs and smashed M&Ms and swirled with a chocolate fudge to represent the oils that you would have on the county fairgrounds when they have their Demo Derby. So Demo Derby was one of their favorite county fairs activities. So they wanted to create an ice cream that represented that particular county fair that we have.
Creative kids at Shannon Simon. She's the marketing director for Cedar Crest Ice Cream. Finalists receive a Cedar Crest ice cream party, as well as the grand prize winner getting an ice cream party and $500 cash. Demo Derby will be a featured flavor you can look for at Cedar Crest locations all across Wisconsin.
Rural Mutual Insurance is proud to sponsor the event tent at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, August 5th through the 7th at Clinton Farms in Bear Creek. For nearly a century, Rural Mutual has protected Wisconsin farms and supported rural communities with local insurance agents in every county. Join them at the Rural Mutual Event Center for live music, vendor booths, barbecue demos, and more. They're proud to protect what matters most: your farm, your family, your future. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVets Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And it's cherry picking season in Wisconsin, particularly in Door County. The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection has announced that Chris Lautenbach from Fish Creek and Jim Sequest from Ellison Bay have been elected to three-year terms serving on the Wisconsin Cherry Board. They started those responsibilities on July 1st. That's a look at food news. I'm Pam Yonke.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78. We do have a chance of scattered thunderstorms on Friday with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
I don't care what fast food I eat. If I order french fries, I have to eat every fry. Like, I get depressed if the fries start running out. Like, I reach in a bag, I'm like, I know there was more fries in this bag. Where's the rest of those fries? When I move the napkin out the way and I find that one little burnt piece of crunchy fry, I'm like, that's what I'm talking about, baby, right there. My meal is complete, right? Before today, I haven't been to McDonald's in like 6 or 7 months, and I was cleaning out my car, and I found some french fries in between the seats. Yes, and the fries look better than they did the day that I bought them. I was like, how is there no bacteria on these fries? You know how bad of a food you have to be for mold to be like, I don't eat that. I was talking to one of my friends about it. I was like, yo, I found some french fries in between my seats. She was like, you found french fries? She said, I found a burger in between my seats. I was like, what, like a wrapped up burger? She was like, no, just the patty. I said, who loses a burger patty in between their seats? How dirty is your car that you can lose a patty? I've never once went to McDonald's and was eating a cheeseburger and the meat fell from between the bun. And I just kept eating it like, oh, I guess this is just a ketchup, onion, cheese, mustard, pickle sandwich.
It's summertime, 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 summertime. Well, shop them books and throw away. Say goodbye to dolls for days. Put the log and change your ways. It's summertime. Well, no more studying history and no more reading gin. Orgy and no more dolging. Summertime, 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 summertime,
summertime, summertime, summertime, summertime, summertime, summertime.
It's summertime.
There you go, the Jamies. Summertime, summertime. Good morning. It's 6:40 local news. Timeless hits WRJN. Here's kind of a feel-good story for you. 1,500 bikers in England showed up to escort a 16-year-old kid to prom. His name is Josh Duff. He's on the spectrum, and he's been dealing with bullies his entire life. His dad has a motorcycle and was hoping to get about 50 bikers to show up. 1,500 showed up. Josh told a reporter, I used to say I felt alone, but I don't feel that way anymore. Sounds like no one's going to pick on Josh anymore, huh? That's good news. Thought it was a feel-good story. 6:40 and looking for sunshine today with a high near 77. Right now, Luke Christie, lightning strikes.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. You're old enough to know that.
the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips begging to be kissed, stop. I can't stop.
No, I can't stop. I stop. Lightning striking again. Lightning striking again.
Nature's taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together fine, if she's in my mind.
In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time.
We just lost him a few weeks ago, too. A lot of rock and rollers have passed on recently. Luke Christie, Lightning Strike, 643, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Hey, don't like to have neighbors? Well, this may be for you. The shortest street in the world is Ebenezer Place in Scotland. Now, get this. The entire street is 6 feet, 9 inches long and only has one address. And that address could be yours. Yeah. No neighbors. Easy to shovel if it snows, huh? Here's Darlene Love. Today I met the boy I'm gonna marry.
Today I met the boy I'm gonna marry. He's all I've wanted all my life and even more. He smiled at me and gee, the music started playing. Here comes the bride when he walked through the door. The boy whose life and dream and love I want to share.
singer of the Crystals, Darlene Love. You know, when David Letterman had his show, his late show on CBS, just before the Christmas break every year, the last guest he had on was Darlene Love. And she sang, "Baby Christmas, Please Come Home." Every time, every year, he had Darlene Love on singing that song. You know, when you're a defendant in court, it's probably never a good idea to commit the crime you're being tried for right in front of the judge. This happened in Ireland. The 30-year-old convicted drug dealer named Tony Rowe was caught selling drugs to another convict in the courtroom, right in front of the judge, during his own sentencing hearing. It's unclear exactly how they were caught, but we'd like to imagine it's like a teacher catching a student passing notes in class. You know, something like that.
Ho, ho, ho. You heard that right. It's the annual Christmas in July sale at WRJN Big Deals. Today only, you'll save an extra 15% off your entire order. No promo code needed. That's right, an additional 15% off prices on gift certificates for restaurants, retail, and so much more. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and stock up while supplies last. Make your summer a little merrier with WRJN Big Deals.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery, especially when they introduce a new Kringle creation. This week, O&H's new Dulce de Leche is one Kringle you don't want to miss. A patient process is required to create its filling of very slow caramelized milk and sugar. It's topped with caramel frosting and sweet caramel curls. Enjoy O&H's new Dulce de Leche Kringle this week. It is sensational. Visit O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine and Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
Tired of living with pain? Pope Family Chiropractic believes your body deserves to feel its best naturally. They offer fast and effective relief for headaches, sciatica, back pain, and can also give you a complete care plan to address a wide range of symptoms. Pope Family Chiropractic accepts most insurances, but also offers cash discounts for uninsured or high deductibles. Stop by to book your same-day appointment at Pope Family Chiropractic, located at 414 6th Street, downtown Racine, or look them up at drpope.net. Relief is just a call away.
Craving real flavor? Come taste the love at Jaramillo's Home Cooking, Racine's hidden gem for authentic Hispanic cuisine. From their famous quesadilla tacos to Ruben's mouth-watering Spanish rice, every dish is made with passion. Great food with an unforgettable taste. You can find Jaramillo's Home Cooking off North Main at 301 Hamilton Street in Racine. Discover the flavor everyone's talking about. It's a must-visit for those seeking an authentic culinary adventure. Open Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
passing through it. Suppose that you think you're very smart, but won't you tell me how do you do it? How do you do what you do to me? If I only knew, then perhaps you'd fall for me like I fell for you.
Jerry and the Pacemakers, how do you do it? It's 6:52, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. We're looking for sunshine today with a high temperature near 77. Not bad. Clear tonight, low 64. Another beautiful day tomorrow with a high near 78. 64 and sunny right now right here at Radio Park. All right, a woman in New York City started a side hustle as a car sitter. Basically, she charges around $50 to wait with someone's car for up to 90 minutes, then move it for stuff like street cleaning, things like that. She gets a lot of clients because her service costs much less than a parking ticket. Now, I used to do that. When I first got my driver's license, I used to work for a business guy in New York City. And what we did was, he had to make a lot of calls and go into buildings for appointments. And it was a lot cheaper to pay me $1.85 an hour. This is way back when I first got my license. $1.85 an hour to sit in the car and double park it. And when the cops came, I just moved the car around the block, double parked it again. When the cops came again, I just kept circling the block. And then I'd pick him up when his appointment was over. And it was a lot easier to pay me. So I did that a whole summer. My job was to wait for the cops and then move the car. Because double parking, you know, in New York City is illegal, but a lot of people do it. And as long as you keep moving, I guess they don't bother you that much. Cow sales, the rain, the park, and other things at WRJN.
I saw her sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. She could make me happy. Flowers in her hair. Flowers everywhere. Oh, I don't know just why. Say hello. She smiled up at me. And she took my hand. And we walked through the park alone. And I knew she had made me happy. Sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
Another things, the council, 6:56, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Hey, coming up in a few minutes from now, a little after 7 o'clock, we're going to be talking to Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation. A lot of events coming this summer and fall to Downtown Racine. We'll talk about that coming up in a moment. Guys, you're not going to like this. A survey found the average age when men become invisible to younger women is 39.
That's when women stop eyeing you at the bar, usually because they see signs of aging like gray hair and a double chin. Let me hold on a second. Let me tuck in that double chin here just to be sure, yeah. All right, Paul Revere and the Raiders, 656. I think it's tucked in now. Just like me at WRJN.
Just like me, say to you, help me do and help me true. And what I'd like for you to say is you'll come home to me each day. How you'll be my girl, that's what I want. Just you, sweet girl, not a front. It's just like me, I feel so blue. So much in love with you.
Just like me, local news, Tamla's hits, WRJN. And what are you having for breakfast this morning? How about scrambled pancakes? They're trending. Here's what you do. You pour the batter in a pan like normal, but instead of flipping it over, you scramble it up like eggs, and you end up with a bunch of tiny pancake pieces. Looks like funnel cake. Some woman posted a video of how to do it. She didn't like it. She said it didn't taste that good, and the whole thing was really a joke. But others who've tried it said it's delicious. I got news for you. It sounds delicious. I'm going to give it a try. Scrambled pancakes. I might do it when I get home today. It's 7 o'clock on the nose. Let's check our news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This segment of Face the Nation on the radio is presented by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Grim news from Texas Hill Country, where the death toll from last Friday's flash flooding could double. The official count is 110, but more than 160 people are still missing. CBS's Nydia Cavazos is in Kerr County.
The number significantly went up, and this is because multiple agencies are working together to provide this information. And with this number, it's also including, you know, people who were not necessarily part of a camp. They weren't registered or checked in at any hotel.
There are questions about preparedness after the National Weather Service warned of a potential catastrophe. Governor Greg Abbott.
The state was aware that there was a possible serious flooding event days in advance, and we pre-positioned assets and resources and personnel.
I'm Michael Wallace. Just 2 days before the flood, Texas inspectors approved the emergency plan of Camp Mystic, the all-girls Christian summer camp where more than two dozen campers and counselors died. Newly released records show the camp met state regulations for disaster procedures, including evacuation plans. The camp did not evacuate ahead of the flood. Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
When the next flood occurs, how do we make sure that you don't have seven